If he has been confounded, naturally he is certain, said Snape. I assure you, Yaxley, the Auror Office will play no further part in the protection of Harry Potter. The Order believes that we have infiltrated the Ministry.
The Order's got one thing right then, eh?
Said a squat man sitting a short distance from Yaxley. He gave a wheezy giggle that was echoed here and there along the table. Voldemort did not laugh. His gaze had wandered upward to the body revolving slowly overhead, and he seemed to be lost in thought.
My lord, Yaxley went on, Dawlish believes an entire party of Aurors will be used to transfer the boy.
Voldemort held up a large white hand, and Yaxley subsided at once, watching resentfully as Voldemort turned back to Snape.
Where are they going to hide the boy next?
At the home of one of the Order, said Snape. The place, according to the source, has been given every protection that the Order and Ministry together could provide. I think that there is little chance of taking him once he is there, my lord, unless, of course, the Ministry has fallen before next Saturday, which might give us the opportunity to discover and undo enough of the enchantments to break through the rest.
Well, Yaxley,
Voldemort called down the table, the firelight glinting strangely in his red eyes.
Will the Ministry have fallen by next Saturday?
Once again, all heads turned. Yaxley squared his shoulders.
My lord, I have good news on that score. I have, with difficulty and after great effort, succeeded in placing an imperious curse upon Pious Thickness.
Many of those sitting around Yaxley looked impressed. His neighbour, Dolohov, a man with a long, twisted face, clapped him on the back.
It is a start, said Voldemort. But Thickness is only one man. Scrimgeour must be surrounded by our people before I act. One failed attempt on the Minister's life will set me back a long way.
Yes, my lord, that is true. But, you know, as head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement, Thickness has regular contact not only with the Minister himself, but also with the heads of all the other Ministry departments. It will, I think, be easy now that we have such a high-ranking official under our control to subjugate the others, and then they can all work together to bring Scrimgeour down.
As long as our friend Thickness is not discovered before he has converted the rest, said Voldemort. At any rate, it remains unlikely that the Ministry will be mine before next Saturday. If we cannot touch the boy at his destination, then it must be done while he travels.
We are at an advantage there, my lord, said Yaxley,
who seemed determined to receive some portion of approval.
We now have several people planted within the Department of Magical Transport. If Potter apparates or uses the flu network, we shall know immediately.
He will not do either, said Snape. The Order is eschewing any form of transport that is controlled or regulated by the Ministry. They mistrust everything to do with the place. All the better, said Voldemort. He will have to move in the open. Easier to take by far.
Again, Voldemort looked up at the slowly revolving body as he went on.
I shall attend to the boy in person. There have been too many mistakes where Harry Potter is concerned. Some of them have been my own. That Potter lives is due more to my errors than to his triumphs.
The company around the table watched Voldemort apprehensively, each of them, by his or her expression, afraid that they might be blamed for Harry Potter's continued existence. Voldemort, however, seemed to be speaking more to himself than to any of them, still addressing the unconscious body above him.